Hi, welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, a podcast about everything progressive music. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
And it's still pretty early in 2025, yet the announcements about new things coming out just keep coming and coming. And a couple of episodes we talked about, you know, we were on watch for the next Yes Deluxe box set. And yes, who would have guessed it would have happened so quickly?
Yeah. So, earlier in the week, they announced that Close to the Edge will be the latest of the deluxe reissues that Rhino is putting out. Now, the first two were the Yes album and Fragile. They basically are four discs plus a Blu-ray and a vinyl. A lot of people, you know, complaining, I don't need the vinyl. I don't need the discs. Can't you just separate them out? But, you know, that's the whole idea of these box sets is that you have it all in one spot,
right?
Which is fine. So Close to the Edge is coming out, and you know, it's the original album. It's a new remix. It's a instrumental mixes. It's single edits. It's the dry mix of America, which a lot of people have been looking for, which was originally released on the Age of Atlantic sampler album back in 1972. And then when it came out on Yesterday's in later, it was had some reverb, I guess, on it. And people love that original mix for some reason.
The dry version.
And so now I'll finally be able to see what all the chatter is about with that song. And as in addition to all of that, they've got the Rainbow Theatre London show from 1972, from the tour, which has not been released. It was the basis, the 2 days that they were at the Rainbow.
December 15th and 16th.
15th and 16th. And so what they did was...
72.
That's what they created the Yes Songs movie from.
Okay, yeah.
So it's the don't know which dates each of the songs on the Yes Songs movie come from, whether it's one show or whether it's multiple takes from different shows. I don't know, but it's basically the full show minus the Steve Howe segment, because they said that did not translate, that they, you know, they got all the tapes and the ones that they could get from that particular date on the 16th, the second date, was unusable.
Well, which tells you that then...
Which means the Mood for a Day,
the clap
that he does on Yes Songs is from the 15th,
okay,
for sure.
Then. Well, yeah, right? Yeah. So, but either way, even if it's a mix of the shows, even if Yes Songs was, you know, you're talking about something that's going to be and has been kind of remixed from the multi-tracks.
Hopefully, yeah. But they did release
Siberian Couture is out on streaming sites. I did listen to it. I didn't compare it to Yes Songs, but I will say that
it's definitely not the same, because there's dropouts at the end.
There are dropouts. Well, because they're you know, in this day and age, warts and all is fine.
Yeah,
somebody
magic.
Needs to tell some bands that, which we'll get into. But for me, so the Siberian Couture sounded great. And actually, I mean, I know this is kind of sacrilegious, but there's a bunch of progressive prog bands, I may have mentioned this one time, that really don't do much for me live.
Yeah.
And later, I know this is weird, but, you know, later Yes Live kind of does something. Like Patrick Mraz in Past does more for me than the Yes Songs and the Bruford stuff. Oh,
I love the Yes Songs. So that was my intro.
My point being is that Siberian Couture sounds better than I don't even have to listen to Yes Songs. It's the best that this particular that era has sounded, at least to me.
The other thing that is included on that show was I think it's probably one of the first, at least for on tape or on a release, is the Starship Trooper being performed. The American shows prior to that did not include Starship Trooper. So when they were at the Rainbow, Starship Trooper was suddenly included. And now, because they put out the Progeny set, which was all the shows that formed the Yes Songs album.
And what part of the year was that?
That was November.
Okay, so
this is a little later. This is like a month later.
But do we notice I'm not the person asking, maybe you are. Do we notice a difference with Alan White?
Oh, well, Alan White was
No,
oh, I mean his drumming.
I mean, in the, so, well, because the Yes shows, the Yes songs.
Yeah.
He was not there was, that long. It was right. literally a week or two, right? So yeah. I'm wondering if yeah. after that, like if. So, anyways, I don't, I'll well, ask I think, the question to well, the I think, audience. I if think you, that if the you tour might difference.
Have the tour might have started earlier.
Okay.
And by the time they started recording the shows, that was kind of the end of that tour.
Oh, I see. So he what was you're already saying. Okay, good. So he had already got wherever he was going to get. Well, not the chops, it's just getting more comfortable with it. And probably trying out different stuff along the way. But I think Siberian Country sounds good. Yeah. I think it does. And I'm looking forward to this. I also think I was going to buy it, but now I saw it's all up. It's all going to be there on streaming.
Yeah.
But when I saw it and I looked at it, I'm like, yeah, they did this right. I mean, I'm nothing against the Yes, nothing against Fragile or, but I'm like, yes, a full concert, fine. You know, yes. like it's a full yes. complete package. They have, from what I can tell, at least, is the outtakes and the things that everything that's out there is kind of collected in one thing.
Because yes. there's not a lot of rarities that are coming out on the set except for this America Dry Mix.
Right.
Everything else, I think I have. There's some Steve Wilson edits and stuff like that, but I don't know if that's going to change the songs.
Well, but there's other mix. Like there was, a mix. I remember this, so I don't know if you remember, but it was the late '90s. There was a box set that came out of progressive music. It was called Supernatural Fairy Tales.
Okay.
And it was put out by Ryko Disc. It was curated by a guy, Archie Patterson, who I actually know overseas. No, Archie's in this country, in the Philadelphia area, apologies, who had a mail order company. And I'm convinced, because I got that thing from Secret Sounds when it came out. It was 5 discs, and there was a version of And You and I on there. And I remember talking to you about it.
Yeah, I remember
it,
you talking
and,
to me.
And that it was different. However, later on, I saw the box again, like 2 or 3 years later, and it had been out of print, I thought. And it was not... And You and I was no longer on the box set. It was Siberian Katru, I think, had replaced it. So the Yes had 2 songs on that year. This is No Disgrace and Siberian Katru. But I remember the And You and I, it was different. I don't know if that came out. I don't think they put a different mix on. But I believe from looking at the track listing that there is an And You and I.
Yeah.
So I think this one will finally end up on there.
Okay, because, in the previous... I mean, this is the nth degree of Close to the Edge because how many times will they put it out? But there were, like on the Steve Wilson
remix. There were
studio run-throughs and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, I'm not sure And You and I was on. And also you got the single isn't that where All Fighters Pass was first on?
No, I think that,
because it wasn't on a box, or maybe it was
the
Fragile one. Anyways, hoping the book is good.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, the pictures, accurate pictures.
So again, this is the first Yes album that came out in this format was the Yes album, and that had the pictures from the Patrick Mraz days.
So 75 or 76 tour.
And then Fragile came out, and that had the Dean, which was a song by Terry Reid.
Yeah, we played Terry Reid. Alan White, the people believe Alan White may have played drums.
All right, so that was the negative on that one. And now Close to the Edge is coming out, so hopefully they've got it right.
Wait, were the pictures okay in that?
The pictures were okay.
All right.
Let's see if we can get that.
Maybe you've got 3 tries.
Yeah. Everybody is like, don't end it with Close to the Edge. Now that you're doing like the big one, don't stop there. You got to do Tales and Relayer.
Well, and with those, you're talking, you know.
Then you do have live shows, and then you do have...
What I was going to say is that, 5 discs will not suffice for Tales.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a full show is going to be 2 discs already, so you're already up to 4 discs with no outtakes.
Right.
I really don't like when they do, I know it's only... And this is a person who doesn't even care about physical stuff anymore, but it's like, don't put parts 1, 2, and 3 on one disc and then the other one just on another and pad it out.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Anyways, one isn't even out yet, but I'm really looking forward to this. It's an Atmos mix, right?
Yes.
Okay. Steve Wilson?
Yes.
Okay. So. Has he talked about what he'll go up to? Because, like, with Tull and ELP, he was like, I'm only going up to this. Has he made any comments about that?
He hasn't. It's kind of funny because I think he sort of said he was done with the S catalog because they couldn't find the going for the one master tapes or something like that. Otherwise, he would love to do that. But I don't know his take on Tormato and anything beyond that.
I mean, talk about live shows. You know, it's so funny. Tormato, that tour was insane.
Yeah, and imagine getting all that stuff on, you know, the full shows of those.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's tons of boots on that and radio broadcasts
exactly,
and stuff that
the
they
radio
were doing.
Broadcasts. They could clean those up. And,
yeah.
And really, you know.
But we're not there yet. We're still in the top row here on the yes.
I know. And that's great. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. I think
so,
it's good.
So that comes out in March, which is, you know, it's like 2 months away.
Yeah. You've got it. Is it ordered already?
I have pre-ordered it. There are different sites that have it for different prices, and I just did it on Amazon with the hope that I would get that it'll come down at some point. But if a week before it doesn't, I can always just order it elsewhere and cancel my Amazon.
Bottom line is, you will have it.
I will have it.
Okay, so and we'll do a full episode on it because it's such a classic album. It deserves a full episode.
Yeah.
And we'll just use that. So that's great. I'm looking forward to you getting that. I'm looking forward to listening to it. You know, I have to hand it to Yes or whoever's behind.
Who
bought it?
I think Warner.
Warner. So, you know, the whole box, it's the Yes album one. The whole box is up there streaming as opposed to somebody who will segue into now, like Genesis, who, if you didn't know, like 4, 5, 6 months ago, put out a BBC box set of their BBC stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not on streaming. You can't stream
find it anywhere.
No. But speaking of Genesis, they also have a pretty landmark album box set coming out, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, 50th and 51st, I think, at this rate. The 50th anniversary edition. The track listing and everything is out. I know I expressed slight, like, trepidation or disappointment in the last episode, which has been validated. So, I mean, really, if you want an Atmos mix, you'll have to get the box. They're not going to be selling it separately. But you get two mixes. I mean, you get a 2025 remaster and then you get a remix. And Stephen Wills, did he do that too?
I don't know that he did, but I was looking at the track. Isn't it just the first two discs are the album redone or remastered, or I don't know if it's even remixed.
I don't know.
The second two discs are a live show.
Yeah, the Shrine Show from 75, which has already been released on the Archive One box set,
which contains
overdubs from Steve Hackett and Peter Gabriel.
But it also includes two extra songs.
Well, it includes the encores that they didn't have. So,
still,
which
so far is that just? Two
no,
songs
no, there's more.
As
well,
a bonus?
It gets even better, slash, haha. because the Shrine Show, I mean, they haven't come out and said it's the overdub version, so maybe it won't be. Certainly the extra tracks won't be, but people are saying it probably will be the overdub version. But then really what people are complaining the most about is that then you get five demos, not in the physical set, as downloads, which is... Okay, so you're going to do a download. By the way, I know of at least, and we talked about this before, in the heyday of bootleg CDs, bootlegs being live shows and unreleased stuff, not pirated material from a band. When we say bootleg, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
You know, 8 discs, I think, was... I remember Walter at Brass City had them. It was like every freaking demo. You know, you get like 5 songs on each thing. It was like 20 takes. Obviously, you don't need everything, but 6 songs?
As a download.
It's insane. Just put them all. If you're going to do it as a download, just put them all out. We know they exist.
Or put it on a physical disc if you're buying a box set. Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, some of these people, like Robert Fripp Exposure one is insane because it's, first of all, it's got 8 versions of Exposure if you feel you need that. Then it's got all this unreleased jamming stuff from the period. Yeah. But then he put every single freaking thing he ever did, essentially in this 3-year period there. There's two Blu-rays.
20?
Yeah, and then there's 2 Blu-rays filled with every single show he did over a 2-year period, which is like 100 freaking shows.
So, right.
Frippertronics, of course, but still. I like it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, Genesis, it's really just the album and a live show in this box set for like $100 and something.
It's
in the small box too. It's not like the right. Yes things are quite nice. The presentation. The cost for what you're getting is slim.
Well, versus
like
ratio.
The Panjarik releases when they did the Yes ones and yep. the XTC ones and whatever, where you would get so much just on a Blu-ray yep. and a single disc,
yeah.
and you had so much stuff, and it was yeah. you know $25 or $30. Right. And versus this, it seems like it's not really you're not getting the bang for the buck.
I mean, at the end of the day, they put their stuff out there. So I can't fault them for that. I mean, a lot of unreleased stuff but I feel from a physical product perspective, they've always taken the safe road, but it's so unnecessary in this day and age. That's not what people want.
Yeah, why do you need to take the safe road with a box set? It's not like people are going to say, how dare they put that out?
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, too, because it'd be like, well, we're not going to put out a Trick of the Tail box because the Lamb one didn't sell. Well, it didn't sell because it didn't have things on there. It becomes this, like, self-fulfilling prophecy, yeah. you know? And who pays the price?
The fans.
No, but having said that, I wish that they found some more deep stuff in the vaults with the Close to the Edge thing.
Yeah.
Other than the live concert, but you know, you get what you get.
I'm a person who one of the reasons I don't buy a lot of physical product anymore is that I love that stuff. Like, and then it comes, and I listen to it once, and that's it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Like, I don't need to hear it again. But I also then. Yeah. So I know there are a lot of people that are into it. It's like, just put it out there.
Yeah,
you know?
For the people who want it.
Well, it boggles my mind, too, because a lot of bands are just, you know, dumping stuff out there because of the 50-year copyright rule.
Oh, right.
And so there's that. But anyways, you know, we said yes, so that's enough of Genesis. I won't be buying it, but we'll talk about it once we see people unbox it on YouTube. And
yes.
Who knows? I mean, the book, you know, I'm sure the book is going to be great.
Yeah, but is it going to be the size of a CD?
Well, I would assume it's not going to come with a huge book. But right. Yeah, it'll probably
Which
be...
Which means I have to get out my magnifying glass.
Put on your readers. But we blew right past another Yes-related box set coming out.
Oh, right.
The Anderson Bruford Wakeman Howe. Is it an Evening With Plus box set? Or is it not?
I don't
because
know.
Because there's two. I think it is, and I think the plus, because there's actually two videos. I take it back. There's the Shoreline show. I think
yes,
that was the
which
one.
Which was already out on video. And then there's In the Big Dream, the
documentary
which was already out.
Right, so it's all in one place now. I don't know if it's on a Blu-ray or not, but I believe it's surround as well.
Yeah,
so.
I have less desire to get that just because I don't think that there's anything new on it.
Right.
And I have...
You have everything already?
I have purchased the Anderson Bruford Wakeman Howe album probably four different times.
Right.
Plus a live set and then the set that we're talking about, yeah. which also included In the Big Dream, the documentary. So it's like I have it all and I don't listen to it enough now that I would need a brightened up, tweaked version of it.
Mm. You know...
Well, because one of the ones that I got came with the tour book and the whole thing. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. But I think all the extras are sort of the same.
You don't need a bigger picture of John and his...
Well, I have the actual...
Peter Frampton, Sgt. Pepper jacket thing.
I have the actual tour book.
Okay.
But then
so
this was like
so
a smaller tour book. Yeah.
Did you go?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
a number of times.
Yeah. They were good.
Oh, I loved it.
Particularly at the time, right?
Yeah,
particularly
I loved
at
it.
The time.
The bummer of this whole live set stuff that they do is it's, and no offense to him, but it's Jeff Berlin on bass because Tony Levin had meningitis or something like that
right.
and wasn't able to be there for that show that they had planned to film the entire time. So, you know, I would have loved it to be the Tony Levin version that's on as the definitive version of that band live.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but either way, still
it is
interesting
what
bass
it is.
Choices.
Yeah.
So,
And stick.
So also, Stephen Wilson, not necessarily a
Frogman.
Not a box. It is a box set, well, sort of, but it's the deluxe edition of his new album.
So
the overview, which we talked about last time, is coming out, and they have now released the pre-orders.
Okay, so what's going to be on the big
so
mega
it's a,
box?
It's a, the mega box is 3 discs and vinyl. That sold out immediately. So now there's just the 3 discs version as the mega, and that mega box. It's a 2 CD Blu-ray book with a 96 page thing inside. So there is an additional 60 minutes of music included on the final piece, which is not on the regular album, including a 23-minute long orchestral version of one of the songs. So, I mean, this is that you can only allegedly get on this 3-disc version.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Is that something that interests you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so the worst part was it.
So you know what version you're getting now.
Well, yeah, because so it's CD1 is the album.
Okay.
Part one and part two, which are, you know, 42 minutes altogether, I guess. Then CD2 is the Alter View, which is the orchestral version of one. Then an early version of parts of one of the songs. And then, you know, alternate versions of pieces of these songs.
Right.
And then the Blu-ray is the Atmos, the stereo, the 5.1, plus those other songs, the extended alternate and early versions on that as well. So basically what you're paying for is this book, and you're getting this alternate album of the
thing. Okay.
So we'll see.
Cool. But that leaves the room for another deluxe box to come of that. No, with live stuff or
whatever. Yeah, because he is touring it, and
is he coming to the States?
He is not yet coming to the States, but we'll see.
All right.
So
you'd have to travel to a major city for him, though.
He's not coming to stage one or
the warehouse or the community theater. That's just to name 3 venues in a 500-foot radius.
And he's not going to come to the
Ridgefield Playhouse.
The Harborview, the Amp.
Oh, right, the Amp Theater.
Which is an outdoor theater. But I don't think it's the type of venue that he'd be playing.
It's not really. It's not really the crowd.
Right. So that's coming out too, and then
quickly, just a couple of more. We've talked about these before, but Gentle Giant one, still no release date. But it is going to be a surround, and I believe an Atmos mix, which is always interesting with live stuff. And still no update on King Crimson. So interestingly, by the way, their website, they redid their website. Okay. So navigation's a lot better. I'll leave it at that. They're still implementing some things, but it looks like right now you can sign up at nugs.net and stream the entire 2014.
Okay.
But I believe over time they're going to have everything available through there too. That includes everything that's already out.
Wow.
I have not kept track, but there's actually a lot of shows that have come out from 82 and stuff that I saw. I love that era. And I'm like, let me see how this all shakes out. Because in the past I would just buy them.
Yeah.
And if they're going to do some kind of streaming thing, I'll see. But they did talk about when all this was coming out that there's going to be a release surrounding the 4 shows they did in New York in September of 2014, one that we went to, included in there. And it's not clear whether it's going to be like a 2 CD kind of mix and match or if it's going to be all 4 shows, but it is going to be a physical release. And there was talk last year, haven't heard it recently, but no reason to not expect it would come out, is a Fripp and his wife, Sunday All Over the World, that album.
Okay, yeah.
They talked about a box set of that for a while. There's a lot of material they recorded, apparently, that didn't make it on. And then they did do some show. They did play live. So yeah. That would be an interesting box, too. I don't know if you know of any other releases coming.
Not really.
Or reissues. I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot happening now. Nothing new on Marillion? Release?
No, not that I know of.
All right.
I haven't heard any. I think they're gearing up now for all these shows that they're doing. They're the Marillion Weekends, because the Marillion Weekend,
they're coming up, right?
They are coming up, and they're all over the place. I mean, they are.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
it's not just two places.
Oh no.
Oh,
it's multiple.
Oh right.
Places.
Didn't you say this is what they were doing this year? That they were.
They're doing a whole bunch of them.
Instead of doing a lot of touring, they were going to do this. But then now they're putting out an album, so they'll have to tour.
Yeah. The Marillion.
You have to. You must tour to support. Sold out.
Port Zealand, March 16th.
Okay.
12th to the 16th.
Okay. 4 days.
Then Montreal.
When's that?
Then Paris.
And you're going to Montreal.
I'm planning on it. That's in March.
Okay.
Then Girona. Then Padua. Then Leicester, then Oslo, then Berlin. So between March and June, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Marillion Weekends.
Okay.
And almost all of them are sold out except for Montreal and Padua.
So I think... So if they're working on a new album, that work is probably going to stop till the summer.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not going to, I mean.
Stop.
Nobody's in their 20s and 30s. Like, no, in the old days, they'd have to do that. They'd tour and then, we got 2 days off. We got to go into the studio and record.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Between, I mean, that's eight weekends over the course of 3 months. So,
well, record some of those shows and they can record a couple of new tunes and put out some teaser stuff, you know? Back in the old days, one song single with a couple of live tracks. Everybody make the fans happy. But other than that, I
think that's it.
Yeah. Until we stop recording, then we'll remember.
They'll remember the rest.
All right.
But still, that's pretty good for the beginning of the year. All new info, basically.
Yeah, so you can kind of tell we're going to be talking about for the next few months. The Marillion Weekend, we got Cruise to the Edge coming up, so we're going to have...
our friend Tim back, probably to do a preview.
Yeah, we definitely want to do a preview. We got to get on that, though, right? Isn't that March?
It's April.
Oh, April. Okay, so we got a little time.
We have time.
We got time. And we'll do a little... And then we'll get to a Marillion Weekend episode. That's always fun. So...
All right. Until then, Prague will find a way.
If you want it to.